This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World. We're about to speak to Lori Sandoval, who's the IT Planning and Project Manager for the City of Pasadena, and John Pratt, who's the Chief Information Technology Officer in the same city. Welcome to Utopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about a proposal that's been published by the city asking for contractors to bid on a wireless system for the City of Pasadena. How big a city is Pasadena? How many people are there? How many people do you expect will be able to take advantage of this system?
Pasadena has a population of about 145,000 residents, covering roughly 25 square miles. We are looking for a private sector firm to come in and develop a citywide system. So we're looking really at a wireless network that would provide access to all residents if they were interested in taking advantage of that.
Okay. What were the particular impetuses that led you to make a decision at this point that you wanted to go ahead with a wireless network for the whole city?
There were a couple of different drivers. One certainly was an interest in expanding options for our residents, particularly lower-income residents who may not currently have affordable broadband alternatives available to them.
What's the general situation for people for whom money is no object in terms of cable modems or DSL service?
Well, DSL is available fairly ubiquitously in Pasadena, is my understanding, and our cable provider, Charter, does offer a variety of cable modem speeds in Pasadena. We have an overbuilder cable company that offers a cable modem service as well for a portion of the city. They've not built out all of Pasadena.
Could you say a little bit about the price points, about at what rate broadband is available now in Pasadena?
Well, PacBell does talk about a very affordable alternative, but I don't know how generally available it is. That would be in the probably $15 to $20 per month range. But that's, when we've had people look into it, seemed to be either special offer or something that was available to new customers only.
Okay.
When you get up into higher speeds, you see prices probably in the $35 and up range, certainly higher for higher speeds.
Okay, do you have some kind of target about what kind of speeds and what kind of rates you'd like to be able to provide the people of Pasadena with through this project?
Well, we haven't put together specific price points.
Right.
We're looking for, as I said, an affordable service for our residents. Certainly speeds in the 1 megabit and up range. And
that's up and down, or?
Ideally, yes.
Okay.
In terms of pricing for low-income residents, we have put a requirement into the RFP, into the request for proposals, that proposers come back with some kind of discount program that would really make the rates extra affordable for our lower-income residents.
Okay, and what's the timetable? When is what due, and what's the procedure for contractors who want to get involved in the project?
We issued the RFP late last month, and proposals are due back on February 9th. In the interim, there is a Q&A process where companies can submit questions to the city. So we're not having a pre-bid conference.
Right.
More of a written process. Deadlines for questions are this week. It's January 5th.
Right.
Yeah, this week. And then we will be sending responses to questions out on Thursday of next week.
Okay. Now, the structure of this is, as you said then, a private contractor will get the contract to build and operate the system. And will the city have any participation beyond essentially being the giver of the contract?
You're correct in saying that the company who responds or is selected would incur the majority of the cost for construction of the system.
Right.
We are looking at how we can facilitate, in the sense of most of these systems rely on mounting on either street lights, traffic signals, or buildings. And so we want to make those assets available to the provider locally.
Okay.
Typically, they would pay for those assets or install some kind of facility themselves to support the antennas. So in lieu of rent for attachments for streetlights, two streetlight poles, for example, the city would like to exchange rent for service for city departments, which is another group of users that is very important for us to try and serve here in Pasadena.
So the city would use it for its own internal purposes.
Exactly.
Do you envision the system being used by first responders and public safety officials in any way?
Very much so. We have police officers out in vehicles, firefighters who need to have a means of connecting back to our city data network.
Right.
And for public safety, it's particularly critical that they get information over a higher bandwidth connection than what we currently have available.
Okay, John, could you say a little bit about how this fits into the overall IT picture for the city?
Well, sure. As far as the departments go, there are many departments, the first responders and public safety that Lori just mentioned, but there are many other departments that would like to participate in this technology as well. Public Works would be one of them, where they can actually use this technology to deploy field personnel to access data back here at the data center without having to drive their vehicles back to the office and do hand key work that way.
So you envision some cost savings for the city?
Absolutely.
Okay. Could either or both of you comment on what you see as the parameters or limits for the technology? Is this, are you specifying that it be 801 dot B or G or pre-N or WiMAX, or what are the constraints or the dimensions of technological options for the contractors?
We are not presupposing any particular solution. However, we have recognized that the majority of devices out there that people would be using to connect to the network are 802.11 devices.
Right.
And so whatever system is implemented needs to be able to interface and be accessed by those devices.
Okay. So you don't want people to have to buy new end-user device hardware?
That would certainly be our preference. Recognizing, of course, for those who want to use the network connection inside their home, they're probably looking at some kind of equipment that would bring that wireless connection into the home. So there's probably some hardware involved.
Okay.
But we didn't want to look at something that was completely different than what people already may have.
Talk about small businesses and how well served they now are by cable or DSL, and what you envision the benefits to small businesses within Pasadena of this network.
I don't know that we have a lot of data about how small businesses are using cable modem and DSL service.
Right.
So I don't know that I can comment very substantively in that. Certainly an area where on an anecdotal basis, small business owners have expressed interest in this service. It does give them another option, and we do have a variety of businesses in Pasadena that have put up their own hotspots to kind of position themselves in their markets to bring customers.
Okay, will this system be available on a subscription basis, on an ad hoc basis? Will tourists be able to use it? For example, if the system had been in place yesterday for the Rose Parade, would you like to see a lot of tourism-related applications of the system?
All the things that you mentioned are things that we included in our request for proposals as preferred options or preferred elements of the service. We did take an approach, though, where we weren't trying to dictate specifics, but certainly our mobile population during the daytime, which includes people who commute to Pasadena for work, as well as our visitors, who are numerous, in particular at certain times of year, are among the target user groups for this network.
Okay, could you both sort of wrap up by talking about the benefits that you hope this system will bring to the city and businesses and people of Pasadena?
Well, Mark, I think due in part, what would be beneficial, of course, is that Pasadena is home to JPL and Caltech and some other high-tech organizations, and we certainly feel that it's appropriate that that our infrastructure reflects that high technology. Working on the economic development side, we feel that having a wireless solution in place citywide would certainly enhance some of the drivers to bring some more businesses in and enhance the existing businesses to have that infrastructure in place.
And when do you expect, if everything goes well, that infrastructure will be in place? Can you make an estimate?
I would say fall of this year.
Okay.
So we're anticipating, as I mentioned, having the bids in early February.
Right.
Evaluation process probably into March, and then taking a recommendation to our city council in early April. And so then we are looking at a pilot or a test project to kind of verify the technology, and then moving into implementation in summer and fall of this year.
Okay, so we can expect that by next New Year's, visitors and people inside floats will be able to use a Wi-Fi network.
That's certainly our hope.
Okay, rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Okay, thank you both very much for talking to us today on Utopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World.
It was our pleasure. Thank you for having us visit.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.